weekdays. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Yep, here we go.
Here we go now. There you are. Look, another Friday rolls around. Another podcast rolls around.
We're nearly 200 in.
Nearly 200 podcasts
in. We're getting close to it.
And we're doing really well.
We haven't done one right.
No, and my aim is to get to 300 without ever making a lick of fucking sense, even one time. I never want to do it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point
of
this.
The one time
we made
a bit of sense was the special we did with you. And that didn't really kind of count.
Oh, yeah, but sure, that made so much sense that I had to disappear for 12 weeks.
Before
we could even get
for it.
To prepare for it, yeah. So we won't be doing that again, I hope.
Yeah.
It's gas. It's that time in radio now. For those of you that don't know, right, there's a very special time in radio land, right, where they ask you to go back and look at all the shows you've done over the year. And there's quite a lot of shows because we're here every day. And they say, select your best ones so you can put them forward. And then maybe, if you're lucky and you've been particularly good boys, you might win an award in October, right?
Ooh,
so it's that time of year.
Wow.
So it's, and I have to say, it's one of those things, it's like writing a book, right? Where you say, everything's the right book, and you sit and write a book of your life, right? And at the end of it, you've got about 100 pages. And you're like, is that fucking it? Is that it?
Yeah.
And you write, and you sit down, and I go, first of all, it says, pick the best. And you go, we crack jokes all day.
Yeah.
Every day, an endless supply, a hose pipe of hilarity. Morning after morning, for your delectation and humour and the whole lot. I think, how will I do it? This is going to take hours and days. It could be months. Jeez, I don't think we'll make the deadline for Halloween. Had it done in 15 minutes.
Is that many to look through? I've about four.
Four.
And one of them's a bit ropey.
And the best thing is, because I'm not exactly technologically numerate, one of the ways I do it all on pen and paper. So
yeah.
I write down notes that would remind me of the jokes we told last year. Right?
Wow.
That's how we do it, right? And then I look back in the notes and you go, right, I'll never forget. Because you write it and you go, that was an amazing bit. I'll never forget it. And you write it down. And then you look back at the year and you go, right, what have we got here? Roundwood raw meat. Right? Don't remember what that joke was about. And then the next note might be something like, you know, worst hotel stay of life, right? That's not sure.
Yeah,
have an idea, but not sure.
Yeah,
and you've just got these weird notes.
Mind you, far superior on the memory stakes than I am.
Like only for things that aren't.
Occasionally,
important.
You turn around and you'll go, "Oh, do you remember that?" Vegetable shapes, and I go, "What?" Remember that, the vegetable shapes, and it's where your man came in, and you'll know. And I'm thinking to myself, "How?" I have no. I couldn't tell you necessarily what we did. Occasionally we walk out after the show. And whoever's producing that day might say,
what was your favourite bit today?
Need to do a little promo or something, what will I use?
Need to do an ad for the show.
And I've no recollection.
I wouldn't have a clue.
On the day.
Yeah. 10 minutes after. What were you just talking about? Having a clue.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Someone will say, do you remember the vegetable shape thing? I go, yeah, it was on the 18th of June, 2023. And there was a joke and it was about a man who had a carrot that was shaped like a huge tit. And he wanted to keep it because he thought he'd win an award, so he gave it to the Guinness Book. And I remember it. And then you'll say, do you remember what we're doing tomorrow or where we're...
we're outside or whatever, yeah.
What? And you go, where we have to be in the morning.
Yeah.
Are we not here? No.
You're right.
No, we're out.
Yeah, it's a very unique style of memory.
Well, I'll see you then. I'll see you at the usual time. No, you won't, because tomorrow's Saturday and we're doing a thing and it's in Finglas. How did you know that? We got everybody knows, except for you. Everybody knows.
That is true,
you're good at the real stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas I remember the story of the bear.
You remember the story of the carrot tit.
The carrot tit. Carrot tit, man. And I'll never forget carrot tit, man. I'll remember it for the rest of my life.
You know what that reminds me of?
Yeah.
It's like earlier on. Earlier on, PJ gave this absolute roasting that was hilarious, I have to say. A roasting to this lad who texted in to correct us on a piece of
information we were talking about. Captain America. As if anyone gives a shit at 25 to 7 in the morning that we got something mildly wrong about Captain America. Yeah.
And it was very funny, right? You gave a proper roasting of whatever about it. But it actually sounds a bit like that you say, you've set yourself up there to sound like the guy where, you know, I'd be talking with the whatever producers or whoever it might be in here going about, so tomorrow's OB and then we'll do that from there and then we'll probably need to double check on what time they're they're arriving for that and whatever.
Oh yeah, and then you'll be like, and there's quite a distance from the microphones to the thing, you know. Like,
yeah, and then you'll come in with, remember your man with the carrot tick?
Remember your fella with the tick in his garage for 12 years he had
it. Yeah, well, yeah, we're not talking about that now. Yeah. Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, just
remember your man, just saying.
Remember how funny it was? We should talk about him again tomorrow after the time we're supposed to be there. Should do that tomorrow. Yeah, anyway, okay. Carry on. Is there anything you need me for? Or can I go?
I mean, we all get accused of, I get accused of that now in relation to kind of, you know, I'll never know anybody's name, right? Like, Yvonne gives me a terrible hard time.
I can't remember names.
She really, it's getting to this age where she's getting really annoyed at me, right? Because I never remember people's names. Names that she has told me, like, dozens of times.
And
I'll walk down the street and somebody say, how are you, Jim, how are you, Yvonne, whatever. And I'll say to her, who's that? And she'll go, oh, and she gets really, now at this stage it's starting to annoy her.
Yeah.
I like, because I've told you who
I'm
she
the
is
same.
And she's such a buddy's I'm man the same. Or whatever it is,
it doesn't
right?
matter. You can tell and me what you want, I'm not going to remember. Yeah.
I never, and then I forget things she told, you know. Yeah. I'll say,
and it's not your fault.
Did you know blah blah, I told you that, I told you that, I told you that.
You
that was,
know that because I told you it.
Right.
And you're like, right, well, fair enough.
I don't remember.
Well, at least I know it. So I was listening. You don't take the positives out
right,
of it.
Right, so I can't, I never, I'm always, I just don't know anything. You know, and then she'll go, yeah, but I guarantee you, if I asked you some feckin' footballer's name or some stupid golf hole,
yeah, because they're relevant. I don't give a shit about these people on the road. Yeah.
So it's like, your memory is kind of, it's like your feckin' fingerprint or something. It's unique to everybody.
It's unique to everybody, but you have to have an interest. And that's the thing, right? And I'm exactly like you when it comes to names. Really, really bad. To the point that I got upset about it, right? Because it was me, everyone's, all right, man, what's the story, bud? How's it going? Oh, no, Barton Boss, see you later, King. All this, right? I was like, I'm going to have to do it, right? I have to do it. So I bought a Darren Brown book. And he has a whole chapter on how to remember where you leave things and how to remember names.
Really?
A whole chapter in one of his books.
What book is that now? Because I thought
I can't fucking remember. Right, and he's a whole chapter on it, right? A whole chapter on it.
Because I have some of his books. And
well, there
I,
you
I
well,
out.
It's in one of them, right? It's in the early part of one of his books, right?
Right.
And there's a whole chapter. And one of the things, he says, here's the easiest way. Here's how to never forget a name again, right?
Yeah.
Never forget a name. So, someone introduces your name. So, immediately, think of a celebrity with the same name. Someone, straight away. So, someone says their name is Eric. You go, Eric Clapton.
Right.
And then you imagine them playing a guitar that has an Eric with an Eric Clapton song, right? So straight away you meet an Eric, you go Eric Clapton, and you picture them going, "You might feel wonderful tonight." Right? You do all that, right?
Right,
right, and that's what you do.
Okay,
and then
that seems a bit fucking.
And then you
clunky.
Place them in your house mentally. Place them in your house somewhere they shouldn't be in your house. So maybe picture this new
your
Eric.
Toilet.
Yeah, yes, exactly. You're in the bath and Eric is having a shite. This new Eric is having a shite next to you.
Playing
singing
Wonderful
Tonight. And you will never, it'll lodge something in your brain where they're there, right?
Right.
Now, here's what happens, right? So someone came along and says, their name is Eric. I was there, right, Eric Clapton, right? And I would think of an Eric Clapton song. So I was there, Rocket Man. Right.
Yeah.
So now I'm there. So I'm taking them somewhere else. Right. So I thought. So where I was thinking of them at the end of my bed.
Okay.
And he's on the piano singing Rocket Man. Right. Now every
there's
time
a, there's a potential flaw here. But
now
like,
here's
okay.
the thing. Right.
Right.
Now this person, I don't know their real name. I don't know if it's Eric.
Right.
What I know is I can see him, and all I can think of is Elton John. That's all.
Right.
And that's
forevermore.
It. Forevermore.
Yeah.
So I see them and I have to say to Kelly or whatever, I go, what's Elton John's name again? She says, no, even what I'm talking about.
I mean,
it doesn't work.
That seems very clunky. I'm sure it works. But it doesn't.
He's
seem
just so practiced, he can do that in an instant.
Yeah.
Bang. And he never forgets.
Yeah.
You know?
Whereas I'd be, imagine me trying to do that.
Yeah.
Imagine me trying to do that, right? So I bump into a lad and I'd go, sorry, Jim, do you know Tony here, right? And I'd
so
go,
think, famous Tony.
And I'd be going, famous Tony.
So that's the first thing you face.
And he'd be there, right? And he'd be just standing there waiting for me to shake hands. And I'd be looking down going,
Tony Blackburn. No, I'll never
Tony,
remember
know,
him.
Who's a Tony? Do you want to know any
Tony Cascarino?
Is there no famous Tony in the world? And then I'd eventually stumble across one, right? So give us a Tony.
Tony Cascarino.
Tony Cascarino, right? Okay.
what am I going to fucking do with Tony Cascarino?
Yeah.
He doesn't even play an instrument. What am I going to do?
So
he's kicking a ball.
He's kicking a ball where?
He's kicking a ball in your attic.
He's kicking a ball around your kitchen and you're cooking your dinner.
And at this
right?
stage, your man is there going, what an ignorant fucker this is. He hasn't even said hello to me
Jim,
yet.
Jim,
are you still with us? Tony Cascarino's kicking a ball around my attic. What is he talking about?
But that's Jim. He give himself, he go, oh, you'd never get a footballer into my attic. And so Tony Cascarino's near the 8 foot.
Yeah, that's true. He's very tall.
And so and my attic's only 6.
Yeah. Which reminds me, I must do something at that attic. Yeah. I think the water thing is off there.
Oh, that's fucking insulation. What's the name of the fella that does that? It's not Tony, anyway.
That would be a nightmare for me.
That's exactly the way it is. Yeah. And that's what they say. If you need to remember where you put something, they say that this is the other method he does, right? So say you're a hooer for forgetting things, right? I am, right? So if I don't leave something in the same place every day, I'll never remember where else it is, right?
Right.
So say you go, I'm taking off my hat, I'm going to put it down here, I need to remember where it is. If you say, I need to remember, you won't.
Right.
So what you do, you put it down and then you imagine giving it to someone who you know really, really well, but is totally out of context for that place, right?
Right.
So imagine our boss, Kevin, right? So you're in a butcher shop and you take off your hat and you say, there you go, and you hand it to our boss, Kevin, who would never be in that butcher shop, and he puts it on his head and he starts to sing a song. And you think of that song... And you hum the song, all right? Right?
Are you sure this was a Derry film?
You have to make it as bizarre and as weird and as out of context.
And meanwhile, the butcher is shouting at you.
Yeah.
I said, can I get you something? Hello?
Yeah.
Do you want that?
Yeah,
you're holding up the queue.
Do you want me to hold that?
Yeah. Who's Kevin? And what's he singing? I don't know what you're talking about. We don't sell Kevins here.
We don't sell Kevins.
Do you want sausages, rashers, black pudding? What do you want?
He just fills up your hat with meatballs and tells you to go home. That's what they say. It's like about being perpetually able to change the context of the situation that you're in, which is what gives you your memory. But what he says is two methods. There's more.
Because the one I had heard was, I thought you were going to go with the one where you just constantly keep repeating somebody's name.
That doesn't work.
You know
for
what
me,
I mean?
Yeah.
So like if somebody introduced you, Jim, this is Mary.
Mary,
very nice to meet you, Mary. Mary, what do you do? Right, very interesting, Mary. You know, and you find ways of just constantly saying the name,
an association,
and it becomes like a whatever.
Yeah,
but the idea of somebody that's way too much work for me.
It's too much work for me. I just went back to going, all right, boss, how are your horse?
I'd end up in the butchers and. You know, somebody saying to me, so sorry, what can I get you? Will you give us a second, will you? I'm trying to get Kevin to hold me hat here, and he doesn't know what song he's going to sing because I haven't thought of it yet. So just calm down, will you? I'll be with you in a minute.
Your man will be there going, oh God.
Somebody called somebody, will you?
I think Jim is doing a bit of that stuff that PJ was doing there.
The other thing I want to ask you, right?
But you're supposed to do it in a second.
Everybody suffers with memory.
No.
I don't actually.
Oh, well, I do.
Anybody I meet, they complain of it.
Yeah, to some degree.
You say to them, I have a terrible memory, and they go, oh, stop, who are you telling? Jesus, I've no memory. I've never really encountered anybody who turned around and goes, you know, me, I never forget a thing.
I know, but
actually, if I met that person, I wouldn't like them.
You'll fight with your missus tonight, maybe, right? I don't know if you will, but you could do, right?
About memory?
No, about anything.
Oh, right.
About anything. You could walk in and you could say, you could be in a bad mood and you could be dismissive and she might say, what's fucking wrong with you? And you go, oh, look, I'm sorry I didn't mean it. She goes, oh, did you not mean it? Did you not mean it like you didn't mean it in 1993 on November 11th? Remember that time? Well, you said exactly what you said now. Seems like you've been carrying a grudge. You're like, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, now you don't remember. You're like, well, suddenly your memory's very good. Because you didn't remember my birthday week, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so some, again, you know, it's. I guess it depends. If you're interested in stuff, you'll remember it.
Yeah.
If you're not interested in stuff, you won't remember it. You don't have to reference for remembering.
Yeah.
You know, in that way. It happens to me all the time. Like Kelly said, but what are you saying? I've never liked that song. And she goes, you ate one of them. I forget things I don't like myself, you know.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm there going, Jesus, fish, I wouldn't eat fish. She goes, smells like an elephant's hair. Hate it. She goes, you ate fish with me yesterday. I goes, oh, that was lovely, actually. I forget. I just think things. And I think they've been true all the time.
Wow.
You know,
that's
think
unusual.
True all the time.
I'm forgetting your own tastes.
Yeah.
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 That's that is kind of unusual. You know what I mean?
Come into work right here on
so
the bike.
So you reckon if I fed you coleslaw, you'd have to remind yourself you don't like it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you might say, that's lovely taste. I might say, that's lovely. And I go, oh, that's gorgeous. What is it? And you say, coleslaw. I go, bloody hell. You know, that might happen. Disgusting. I hate that. I've come in here on the motorbike and I've walked in and, you know, I've taken off my helmet and jacket and I've put it on it, and then you'd go, is it still raining? And I'd be like, I don't know. Now, I've literally just taken, I don't know.
You've taken off your wet jacket.
And you're going, it was lashing rain when I came in. Is it raining outside? And I was, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't remember it anyway. I don't know. And you were there, wow. What was it like there a second ago when you came in? I was there. And I literally can't remember how I got here. On a motorcycle. I literally can't remember how I got here. I'll be like, I haven't a clue.
Jeez, I feel
I
so much.
I look out the window and all, and they're going, slashing.
I feel so much better about me memory now. I haven't spoken
You've
to you.
You've asked me, is it raining? And I've looked at my boots to find out if there's water on them.
Oh, man.
Do you ever forget that you need to go to the toilet? Has that ever happened to you?
What?
Do you ever forget you need to go to the toilet?
Surely that's a drive. That's not a... Surely there's a...
You would have thought
what
so.
Happens? When do you find out? When you would have thought yourself, so.
You'd be there, you'd be bored, and you're like, oh, jeez, I'm going to the toilet. Oh, and then you see someone, oh, my God, I'm going to piss myself. They start talking. And they start talking. And then you're like, you're just in the conversation.
What was I going to do there?
And then they leave and you go, what the hell, I have to go to the toilet. I'm going to... You forget. And then you go, oh, you're like, I don't know how.
Oh, how did that hold on that long?
It's like when you forget you feel sick and all. I don't know how it happens. It's just, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you something, man. Honest to God, I thought I had issues with memory. Fuck it, I'm laughing. I'm grand.
You're the one that's always worried about these things, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you know what's going to happen. I'm going to start worrying about you forgetting things. Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
hope PJ remembers to go to the toilet.
Like, I hope he gets home all right. He doesn't even know if it's raining or not.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie.
Maybe go and get yourself a burger. See, it's in the news all day today. Have you heard it?
Oh, Snoop. Is this the thing about... Yeah, I heard AJ reading about it. Yeah, this is up in Celtic or something.
Celtic, yeah. He wants to open a burger. I would do a pop-up burger sort of... wagon or trailer or van or whatever you call it, and he wants to put one into Celtic Park, and he says he wants to serve the fans himself because Celtic, he says, is a special club. What that has to do with burgers, I don't know.
Yeah.
And how it's
or
going to
Snoop, how did he come across it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not
What's
really
the connection
sure.
between Snoop and Celtic?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not really sure what the connection is there. I do know that last year he was talking to Gordon Ramsay about having a Glasgow venture with him in some way. Him and Gordon Ramsay were talking about it. Because you know Snoop has already done a cookbook and all.
Yeah.
Sizzly sausages or whatever he does. Isn't that the worst accent ever? Sizzly sausages. Yeah, what do you think
hard
of that?
Hard to know where to go with that. But
it sounds like an Elwood in Tullamore. So yeah, but he's done a cookbook. He's talking to Gordon Ramsay. Now, I always was under the influence of the idea that Gordon Ramsay would have been a Rangers fan.
Yeah.
Didn't he play for them or something at some point?
I don't know, but now that you say that, I'd have kind of thought the same thing.
I think he actually played for them.
But also the other thing is, I have to confess now, to be honest, I thought like Snoop's only association with food was literally, did somebody say Justice?
Yeah.
I didn't know that he'd become...
He's an enthusiast.
There was that weird thing with Martha Stewart, wasn't there? Didn't he and Martha Stewart become...
They have great friendship. They really are big friends. Done a documentary together and the whole lot.
And she was kind of queen of the homemaker thing, wasn't she, for a while?
Yeah. I mean, he's great at surprising us. Him and Martha Stewart, I think that was a huge surprise for a lot of people. That would be the friendship. Then him and Celtic... I mean, that again is something you just wouldn't associate or think to associate him with. And now him and burgers.
Yeah.
I mean, he is coming out with... He's a man of the world. He's a very open-minded individual.
I'd have put a stronger association between him and, let's just say, something that would be less legal, really.
Well, let's just...
kind of where I'd...
Well, let's just say I wouldn't be surprised if his burger bar was called Munchies or something like that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know
the
what I mean?
Shizzle, my dude. Yeah,
the shizzle.
You know, absolutely.
This is where we put the devil's lettuce on your burger. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the devil's lettuce was the name of it. Something like that, you know.
You know, if you're Snoop, would you not aim a little bit higher than a van?
Or
is that something...
It seems to be a pop-up. It doesn't seem to be like a permanent fixture he wants to do.
Right.
It's like he wants to just have an influence in Celtic for some reason, you know.
In case he needs to make a quick getaway or anything.
maybe, because all of my, you know, yeah, maybe that's it. He goes, the Derby Day doobies will all be sold from my particular little wagon for one time only.
To be fair, if he did, I mean, you could have a lot of fun with some of the names he'd put up. Because, you know, football scran in general, football food in general, it's mad all over the place. It varies so much from rubbish. Dry old sort of a yolk, you know, a bun that wouldn't even have a bit of sauce on it or whatever.
The famous one sold in the League of Ireland ground, which was cheesy chips, and the cheese was still, the two easy singles, still in their plastic, thrown into the thing with the chips,
And you see that, and then you see, like, you know, some of the stuff from around the world, like some of the American football grounds.
And that's incredible.
And they have this thing, the baseball grounds, they have this thing, it's like a sausage the size of a baseball bat covered in, it's called something like the Big Slugger or something. Like, it's ridiculous.
You can eat a bat of meat. You get a bat of meat.
Eight of you would have a good old feed on it.
Oh, yeah, but it only takes one American to eat a bat of meat. And you get a hat and dip it into the centre, like Homer Simpson's nacho hat. Yeah. Like, they're so creative with it over there.
It's very different.
So incredible.
So, if in fairness to Snoop, if he took up the mantle at Celtic with the burger van, who knows what he could conjure up?
Oh,
somebody has asked, will he be selling hash brownies?
See, there you go. I mean,
that could be a typo. They probably meant hash browns, the normal kind of food source.
I don't know. But Snoop's the only person,
right.
Because of his he'd be in his gaff and he'd say, would you like a cup of tea? I'd be like, I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what way this is going to go.
Sure, You know, when most places have secret sauce, and it just means they don't want to give out the recipe.
The secret sauce, yeah.
I don't know. With Snoop, that'd be a bit of a different thing. Mind you, at least the whole sizzle thing would work.
Imagine the amount of smoke coming out of the van in the corner. People would think there's going to be a grease fire. They'd be like, no, don't worry. The boss is in.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
We were chatting away among ourselves there, and unfortunately it was the kind of chat that you couldn't then, you know, continue on the radio.
No, it was one of those chats we were actually giving out about people, do you know that? Giving out about saying, and what's going on there and there and all that. It was very dad sort of a chat.
It was.
Do you know what, actually?
And it was very kind of begrudging chat as well, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Everybody's all, they're all up to all that. I know he struggles to get out for a pint.
I know, yeah. I'm falling asleep during watching the television. Very dad stuff.
It was a very middle-aged Elfley chat.
It was, yeah. That's because we're dads now, you know. We're up in the hills, and you're up in the hills now. And by the way, Father's Day, don't forget, everybody. Especially
Weekend.
This weekend, Sunday. So, time to maybe sort of take notice of that type of talk and stuff. Dadisms, you know. People are celebrating their fathers all this week. It's International Men's Health Week. It started
yesterday,
you know.
And we're out tomorrow, actually, celebrating that. We're out tomorrow in, Joe Duffy Motorrad.
In Finglas.
In Finglas, yeah, for Jigsaw. Because this is the week that they're on their big drive. Their big drive.
Over 70 hours of riding around on their bikes and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So there you go. We better turn up and be our best. We're the most unbelievable pair of Elfla dads anyway.
What do you mean? We're very cool.
Corny
you're
jokes.
You're down with it. Come on. We're absolutely... We're rocking dads.
Okay, look, I mean, I might be slightly more jazzy than your average flavour and all that, but, like, you know, we do very daddy L stuff, we do.
For example?
Like telling very corny jokes, pretending we're not asleep and we're just resting our eyes. We do that to each other in the middle of a...
You do that. Are you asleep, PJ? I was looking at my phone.
I was just
looking down at my phone.
I was just thinking about what Jim was saying. That's what he's saying. I was just thinking about what Jim was saying. Complaining about the cost of things. I constantly make him references to back in the day, and I'll tell you one thing. Years ago, if you were caught shoplifting in the Furlings, they'd shoot you. You know, all these types of, you know.
Yeah.
The consequences. Give unsolicited advice to everyone that walks into the room.
No matter what age you are, surely that happens. Everybody must refer back to their day.
Yeah, yeah. That's
no matter
true.
What age you are.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, it does sound weird, like, if a 20-something-year-old is doing it. God, in my day, you wouldn't have gotten away with that.
And you're like...
Remember, all we had was iPods and everything.
And you're like, your day hasn't even come yet. You idiot. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, also we do very middle-aged things, like that we take atrocious selfies of ourselves. It looks like more of a selfie you want to bring to a doctor and put on the social media.
I've never mastered that art.
No, I've never mastered the art of the selfie.
I've never taken a good one.
A man passes 35 ever. And he cannot take a selfie anymore. It's all, the angles are all wrong. It's all, look at me, your nose hairs and everything. It's all that sort of carry on, you know.
Yeah. Mind you, the thing about it is we don't commit to it. We don't put the work in. Isn't there stories that this kind of selfies you see on those influencer sites, they might have taken that like 150 times. They've taken that same photograph.
Yeah, I know.
Or something to get it absolutely spot on.
To get it right and to flick through something.
Yeah, we take one and like literally a cloud came over and you just go, it's grand. Doesn't matter. Leave it.
We treat our phones like shotguns. You two shots.
Yeah.
And after that, you're it's gone.
So you get bored with it. Yeah. I'm not doing it now. Leave it.
So you go, it doesn't matter. Who cares what I look like anyway? It doesn't matter. But you're not even wearing a shirt. I forgot about it. Have socks on. It'll be fine. You know, that sort of. And I tell you, do you know what you are as well? The ultimate dad thing.
What?
And this is you.
Okay.
This is you. You know, it's like, right, it's the weekend. Woohoo! Right?
Yeah.
Always looking forward to the weekend.
Always.
That is something that never stops in your whole life. Always looking forward to the weekend. It's like, what are you going to do? Well, some people around here, they'd be like, I have a party on here. I'm going to a gig. I got free tickets to a show. You know, Pulp are on tonight. People would be thinking that. I know it's not the weekend, but you know what I mean? Jim would be there going, I've been waiting to get this grass cut. I've got a new clippers. And I'm going to get into that hedge.
Why do you not?
You do be like that. And you're going to be getting into that
just
hedge.
Just because sometimes you have to do a bit of maintenance, PJ.
Yeah.
Not all of us can afford staff.
And you'd be there going,
some of us have to do it ourselves.
And you go, myself and the missus are driving down to Lidl. The Middle Oil has lawnmower gloves this week. We've been looking at pictures of them. It's going to be unbelievable.
I'd never get them on into the car to go to Lidl or anywhere else for that matter.
Well, for a stepladder. She might go for a stepladder, would she? Everybody gets excited
because our real
ladder
ran away. But anyway, there you go. That's exactly right. That's exactly the kind of thing you're talking about there. Terrible jokes. Which, by the way, Mick and Kildare has pointed out that you were telling terrible, corny jokes long before you were a dad.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
We were talking about the nickname things, right? And that sometimes the explanation of the nickname is what makes the nickname.
Look.
It's funnier nearly than the nickname itself.
Once you know the context.
Like a few people, Davey was on to say that a buddy of mine works with a lad and his nickname is the M50 because he's slow but moving.
Yeah, well, there you go. Right. And this is it, isn't it? Yeah.
And I really like this one. Marty and Rush was on saying, morning lads, I worked with a guy years ago and he was involved with the credit union within the job. So his nickname was the Lone Ranger.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. That's a very
good one. No, sorry, the Lone Arranger.
The Lone Arranger.
Yeah.
That's very good. That's very good, in fairness.
Brilliant.
It's like, they come around all the time. There's one there now, look. I worked with a fella who was small and he was in the police. They used to call him Laptop because he was a little PC. Which, you know, if you get it, it kind of makes a lot of sense, you know.
But they're good. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a classic example. Calling somebody Laptop, whatever is the nickname, you'd be curious about it or whatever. But when you get to the point where it's explained as a small piece.
I know, it's brilliant, isn't it? And then some of them are just so unique to Dublin. This one is like, one fella is called Daisy because some Daisy's here and some Daisy's not. Most Daisy's not. And then I've seen some great ones this morning. There's a brilliant one here where little fella's getting an awful time, you know, fellas who are.
An
awful time, yeah. One fella works with a fella called Anthony, and he's only 5 foot, so they call him Shetland Tony. Isn't that brilliant? Shetland Tony?
Shetland. You see, that's a brilliant one where it takes a totally different turn.
You're
going to assume the lad is from there or something.
Yeah. But it takes a great turn. And then there's another fella, they work with a lad, mumbles, doesn't talk very loudly. And wears a black and yellow jacket, so they just call him the Mumblebee, which is one they call him. And there's a great fella, you know, local pubs are brilliant for them as well. There's a fella in a local pub missing most of his teeth except for his one left at the front, so they call him Central Eating, which is deadly. Very good.
Central Eating.
Yeah, but I have to say, my favourite that I've seen this morning, right?
Right.
This is over in England. There's a person that works there and has an Irish dad and a Chinese mother, so they call him Pat Noodle.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There's a thing in the papers today which caught our eye because, in fairness, Joe Duffy is a man that kind of PJ knows quite well because you bump into him.
I've bumped into him a few times. Yeah, he's a very nice
and
fella.
And he's a genuinely lovely fella. He sends us cards.
A card there, yeah.
Yes, quite recently sent us cards and stuff, and you know, because he's a great artist, isn't he? He does loads of artwork.
He loves
and
paint,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, so he makes his own cards and all of that stuff and sends them on to people. Yeah.
And of course, the big news recently
very nice
was
to be when my mad died and all that.
Exactly,
yeah.
He's a lovely bloke, and the big news recently was the fact that he's hanging up the old headphones and microphone and all that carry stuff.
But who?
On the old live line.
Yes, of course. But that means there's an empty seat there in RTE. And RTE have said that they're looking for new presenters. So they're sort of recruiting. I don't know if it's like they're kind of trying to recruit a new panel of presenters or if they're looking for presenters for particular jobs. But we do know they're looking for new presenters. And we do know his seat will have to be filled.
Yeah, because so they've specifically said that among this kind of general thing for, you know, hey, if you want to be a presenter with us, come and let us know. They've said specifically they're looking for somebody for Liveline. So they're obviously, the idea must be that in theory at least, they won't go with the usual suspects, you know, those that are in there already.
Because they're saying they want people for sports, arts, entertainment, education, all across entertainment, all across the range. So, could be anyone now.
Well, exactly. So which begs the question, who would be an appropriate person to fill the incredible seat being left behind by the great Joe Duffy?
Well, you know what's going to start happening now. You do, right?
Of
it's like the
do.
Presidential thing. People who never were within an ass's roar of ever getting the job in the first place are going to start saying, I'd just like to say I'm stepping away from the race. I'd just like to say, I thank you for saying it, even though nobody did.
Nobody did.
But I'm going to take my name out of the hat. It was never in the hat.
It's exactly like when the late thing, when that came up, right?
Yeah.
And it was who was going to fill the late... And Paddy Power had had odds and everything on everybody. You were in with a shout. What were your odds? Your odds got down to like... No, you were close.
It was 33-1.
Did you get... Look at that. That's very good.
It may as well have been 1.5 million. It might have been 25 million to one. It wouldn't have mattered.
But as you say, there was a load of people, right?
Yeah.
who nobody wanted. Oh. Were sort of distancing
see the way
themselves.
He put nobody
no,
wanted.
No, I didn't mean you. I meant other people. 33-1, that's very good. I mean, there was people at 500 and 600 to 1, 1,000 to 1.
And then there was
some poor idiots who didn't even get on the list.
There was famous
just
animals.
Just to let you know. There was, there was animals on there. You know,
which is amazing. You didn't make the list.
Those people who's been in, you know, radio for like 40 years who didn't get on the list. But anyway, leaving that aside. But it'll be like that, won't it? It'll be announcing that no, I'm not interested in taking up the position.
Thank you very much. I'd like to now say that Jim McCabe and myself are taking our hats out of the race. We're very happy where we are.
Exactly.
We are very happy where we are. Yeah. Although we were never in the race, we wouldn't have gone in anyway. That's the statement.
Yeah.
But it is funny.
The trouble is, when I say it, it does sound like Sarah Graves. I didn't want the job anyway. It's a good job you didn't ask me because I didn't want the job anyway.
Let's face it, you're a much nicer person. I would literally be like that. But it's so that's the crack. But it does make, who's going to get it? Who will go in there? Who will? It couldn't be us anyway. Sure, all the L ones will be coming on saying, oh, it's terrible. And we'd be there, is it terrible? Yeah. Laughing at them and everything.
Well, yeah.
Giving them grief.
No, hang on a second now.
You know,
whatever chance of a bit of empathy from me, you'd be just taking out of them all. They'd be on there very serious about the way their bins aren't sorted out and everything.
Is that right? Oh, James, you're joking.
I'd say the false teeth are rattling in your head.
Yeah, I'd say you're shook. I'd say the rheumatism has you rattled. Does it? You still don't want to be doing with yourself, do you?
Yeah.
Gee.
They'd be going on about all those important things that matter.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to them in the butchers that time?
I mean, what did not happen to them? Tell us again what he did. And did you not think of dunking them on the head with a sausage? You know, so isn't it?
It would be a very different show if you were doing it. That is true.
Imagine all the apologies every day. It would half the show would be me saying stuff I shouldn't have said, and the other half would be in the last half an hour of the show today, I'd like to apologise to Mary O'Rafferty, who was called a sausage dunker.
Yeah.
To Jerry O'Reilly, who was told, would you not just stick the hair back into
happened.
Your ears?
We'd be doing the show, but they'd only ever hear you, and if they ever said to you, Is Jim not with you? Yeah, no, he is. He's in the background there writing a number of apology letters for me.
Can you not hear him laughing as he writes up the apologies for tomorrow's show?
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.